Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
Now, it's just gone 11:30 and it's time to talk to my guest, Abby Pollock. Hello to you.
Hello, it's nice to be back.
Do you want to move that a little bit closer
to
you?
A little closer.
Just because I didn't plan that earlier. Abby, so much to talk about, but we're going to start with the Cambridge Arts Festival, which is in its second year now.
Yes.
You started it last year as a bit of a pilot, didn't you? Because you knew that there was a need. So yeah. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is the second year of the Arts Festival. We launched in February last year. We weren't really sure how it was going to evolve, but we had so much positive feedback. There was so much interaction with the artists, so much engagement. So it was a simple decision to make sure that there was a second one going on in 2025.
And this is the 10th of February to the 19th.
10th of February to the 19th. There's stuff going on every single day. Bookable events, also free events. They're all free, bar one. And walk-ins, exhibitions, it will be fabulous.
Where do people find out about the actual whole thing? Because there is so many different things. I know you're going to come on and talk about separate things as the next few weeks.
Yeah.
For instance, we were just saying, Lucy, you're going to go and talk on Lucy's show about the walking tour,
yeah,
which sounds fabulous.
Already been invited back, which is nice. But you can find all the information on the Love Cambridge website. So if you go to lovecambridge.com/artsfestival, you'll find it all there. It will take you to all the bookable links as well. And you can read a little bit about the exhibitions too, which is fabulous.
I'm just looking here at Learn to DJ. I mean, I know some people call me a DJ here. I'm not, compared to people. I don't do decks or anything. I'm looking at that thinking I might have to get onto that one.
I mean, this Learn to DJ, that's going to be on Friday the 14th. So, I mean, you could even go there as a Valentine's tree.
Yeah.
But, you know, Carla Polk is a really well-known DJ within Cambridge. She does stuff at the Junction. I saw a picture of her with Prince Edward the other day.
Yeah, I was there. Do you know I was there?
Really?
As well. Yeah. I shook hands with him as well. But nice. Yes, but the most cooler bit was that he did have a go at DJing with her. So she doesn't know her stuff, doesn't she? Really.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and that's going to be in the Grand Arcade as well. So we're really lucky to be working with organisations and businesses within Cambridge and bringing artists into them as well. So everyone's kind of benefiting from it. And it's great to involve the public. And
yeah, it's lovely to have independent artists, but in a big shopping, Grand Arcade, which you think of as a big kind of area that lots of people from all different places will be coming.
Yeah.
And then they get... be able to come and join this. So is it upstairs at the Grand Arcade?
So I should say so we're working with Cam Creatives and they've got a unit in the Grand Arcade. It's called the Let's Go Circular unit. It's on the first floor, first floor.
Yeah.
I can't work it out. And it's next to Raspberry Pi. So do look out for that. Not only do they have workshops going on most of the days, but they've also got a great exhibition there too. So it's full of local artists representing Cambridge. It's really special.
I mean, it also falls in my weekend of my birthday. So I think, I think last year I did a wonderful one creating a necklace for my birthday. Now they're here. They've got mono printing on my birthday. So screen printing. So
there you go. There you go.
Thank you for putting a festival on for my birthday.
It's all for you. It's all for you. Right. That was with Harriet Kelsall, actually.
Yes, that's right.
And they are doing, they're one of the lovely organisations doing an exhibition with us. So they've got a gemstone exhibition taking place during the festival.
Nice.
What's really good about the festival is that these are bespoke exhibitions. They are just put on for the festival. This 10th to the 19th is the only time that you'll be able to see them. So it's really worth having a look at, seeing something different and just getting involved and getting to know a bit more about the community.
Absolutely. And what a great time to do it. Now, the art competition is we're calling for entries today, aren't we, really?
We
are. Because this is part of the festival, one of the things, but a really cool one for everybody listening today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we are delighted to be working with the Out of the Ordinary Festival, which is delivered by the City Council's events team, the City Events. So we're launching a competition where we essentially want to invite people to showcase Cambridge in a out of the ordinary way. So we're accepting lots of different entries. This can be paintings, this can be... I don't know, we had an email the other day asking if somebody could submit a 3D headdress in, and I was like, yeah, absolutely, why not? photography as well, collages, whatever you like. It's open to everyone. We've got two different categories, under 18s and over 18s.
And so it's your interpretation of what you think Out of the Ordinary is and what you see as Cambridge, I guess.
Yeah,
what
absolutely.
Your take on Cambridge is, which could be all sorts, couldn't it?
Exactly. We really want to see people's own bespoke understanding of the city come through. You know, my vision of Cambridge is probably very different to yours in some ways. I mean, we both love art, but, you know, we've lived in Cambridge for different amounts of time.
Yes,
we see the city
exactly.
differently.
Yeah, no, definitely. And now it's going to be all going to be showcased at this exhibition, which is really lovely for people's work, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're obviously, because we're working with the city events team, we've got that advantage of being able to access some really cool spaces. So the Guildhall in the city centre in Market Square as well, on Saturday the 15th of February, we will be showcasing all of the works that we have in. So do come in on the weekend. Apart from the arts competition, anyway, we've got loads of workshops going on that day. So it's a really good opportunity to come into the city and explore, see people's works, have commentary on what you think is the best, and we'd love to hear your opinions.
And there will be prizes as well.
Yeah, very important. There are prizes. I'm not going to reveal exactly what they are yet, but some things that are tasty and some things that can be spent.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a few clues. Well, depending on what you like to eat. And the only thing we've got here is it's quite a tight turnaround. It's January the 27th, so you've got no messing about. You've got sort of 2 weeks, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. As I said, it doesn't have to be work that you have created. You obviously, the deadline's in a week, 2 weeks. So if you've created something that is relevant in the past, we're more than happy to receive that.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a new work.
Yeah.
And how do the people get that to you, or find out how to get it to you, if you like?
Yeah. So again, we've got stuff on our website which says exactly the terms and conditions. But what we would like is, if people are able to send us their work, they can send it to the Guildhall directly. The address is at the bottom of the website. So you can either post that or you can deliver it by hand. The address is Cambridge Bid, the Guildhall, 4th floor, CB2, 3QJ.
And that's all on the website, isn't it? The Love Cambridge website, if you need, you know, you haven't got a pen ready or whatever. Yeah, that would be great, won't it, to see all that. And so those that have artists that are under 18, do let them know if they're not near the radio now. do pass on the message for people, because we'd love to have as many as possible, wouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had some entries already, and they are really, really special and so different too. So we want to see everyone's point of view, and we'd love you to get involved. Be a local artist in the city and part of the arts festival.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Abby. I feel that we're going to be talking again over the next few weeks, and to some of the other presenters and onto the other shows, telling us all about the different bits and pieces going on. So thank you very much for the launch of it anyway, and we'll I'm very much looking forward to it next month.
Thank you for your support. Cambridge Radio.